Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Alrighty then, it's a 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, yeah. It feels good, doesn't it? Pump it up, my friends. It is 9:06, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and special guest, a regular guest somewhat now, general manager and CEO of GRU, our utility company in the one of the main ones in the area. Ed Belarski, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Ed.
Hold it down.
Bringing rates down, trying to help us out, trying to get GRU out of massive, massive, serious debt that they have incurred over the last couple of decades. While the city of Gainesville ran GRU, and I like to say run it into the ground, and I say that unapologetically, and now the city wants back. They want to run it again. There's, you know, managers that are managing it and quite effectively. So, Ed, let me ask you this before we start digging in again. Why do you think it is the city commission just wants to control GRU just so badly when they have just done an utterly atrocious job? I mean, they couldn't have done any worse if they attempted to and how they ran it. Why in the world do they want control of it so badly? Aren't they busy doing other things like buying garbage cans or something?
Well, they are busy doing other things, and they need money to pay for it.
And it's
the old expression, follow the money. And I think that's really where it is. It's, you know, you raise an interesting question. I'm on Facebook talking about this. I like to get the word out about the myth and the reality of GRU and the city. And I asked one of the commissioners, what would you do if you got control back? How would you do it differently?
Yeah.
And the answer was, well, we'd bring in more professional people.
Like employees, as consultants, as managers?
Oh, you know, I have 45 years of experience. My COO has 45 plus years of experience. Mechanical, electrical engineers. We have all kinds of professionals within the organization. So I think that may be obfuscating the real truth. Because if you listen to the commission meetings, you hear what they want. They said, if we could get GRU back in control, we can fix our problems.
Fix our problems on the back of GRU, which its back has been broken.
It's
and we don't need a broke back.
Wait a second. Are we getting into the whole sidewalk conversation now? We'll just pick up all those bricks and we'll we'll set up a little stage and we'll worship them. But that's another story.
Well, that was funny. When I was going to work the other day, I saw them taking the bricks out.
These are painted bricks.
They were painted bricks that they took out. I thought they'd repaint them, but...
These are rainbow bricks, not really the regular bricks, painted in different colors, and they literally pulled the bricks up out of there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
They should be made to pay for that. That's ridiculous. But go ahead. Let's stay focused on what we're talking about. So, first of all, you were entering into an agreement, a solar agreement. You looked at the numbers and you backed out of it. It just didn't make sense.
Yeah. Back when we were under, this goes right to the question about the referendum and using GRU customer money. We got into a negotiation, got into an agreement with Aegis. It was 30-some dollars a megawatt. It was actually a good deal. They couldn't perform. And they negotiated the deal higher to $40 when I wasn't there. When I came back, they said, well, we can't perform unless it's in the 50s. Well, at that point, our average cost of production is in the 30s. So bye-bye, we're not doing the deal. Got a lot of flack for that. Now what we're doing is we're buying some of that additional power when we need it. I mean,
like on the open market.
Yeah, on the open market, instead of 55, we're getting it down in the 20s.
Lower than your cost of production.
Yes. So we could have been stuck with the solar deal. Instead, we're buying on the open market at half the price. That's what a business does. And that's why the city commission has no idea how to run the utility, how to govern the utility. And that's why right now we're able to keep our bills lower for our customers. We're getting more to the middle of the pack. We're doing the things that a business ought to do versus a political entity.
I mean, they did such a shabby job when they did have control of GRU. The governor literally had to step in and appoint a board to run the show. That's just how awful these people are doing. I mean, this municipally owned, for a governor to take that kind of action, they don't take that lightly. You don't do that every day. That's because there was just this long, terrible track record of them making every bet. At any juncture, they took the wrong path.
It's absolutely true. And that's why it's infuriating to me when I hear folks say, well, let the people decide as to who governs the utility. Well, you've lost that right.
Right.
It's like a parent that abuses their child, and social services comes in and says, you're not abusing that child any longer. That's what's happened with GRU. The city commission has abused the customers of GRU for way too long. The governor came in, didn't want to do that. The legislature signed the bill. He approved it, right? That's done. That's gone. It's law now. House Bill 1645 is the law.
But Ed, the signs say, let's keep power, or keep power, if you will, no pun intended there, let's keep power and control local.
They try to play that home rule, local is better. Well, yeah, it is if maybe you're looking out for all the ratepayers of GRU, but the city is only part of the customer base.
Yeah, it's about two-thirds. The other third is county residents who have representation on our board.
Now they do.
They
didn't previously and wouldn't if the referendum goes through.
So when we have board meetings, we have somebody there from representing the county residents saying, what are we doing here? Asking the questions. The questions were never asked under the city commission. It was, you know, if county residents want to say they need to annex into the city, which to me is not the answer, you know, because
I think if you ask the people, they are not wouldn't be happy with that either.
No. And the state grants extraterritorial powers to the city of Gainesville to represent those areas outside, you know, through these extraterritorial services. So they're abusing that privilege as well. I would suspect that folks like Doge might be looking at something like that because that's not right.
Now, tell us about where they're at with the referendum. They want to put something before the voters to basically take back control. Isn't there an appeal underway for something? Okay, explain that if you can in layman's terms.
Sure. We actually had a complaint that was decided, and now that's on to appeal at the First District Court of Appeals. Rather than wait for our due process, which is granted to entities like ourselves, they're going ahead. The city commission is going ahead and saying, well, let's just bypass that. Let's just go to a referendum. The heck with due process and letting that appeal be heard, which
wouldn't they need
to
know what the answer on the appeal is, because it would impact the referendum?
One would think. And that's why we actually went right now and asked for a stay from the Eighth Circuit Court. That was denied. We went back and asked for a stay, really in the form of an injunction, with the first DCA. And I know this gets into some of my best friends now are lawyers, which makes me question my, you know. So the point is, we're going to have this decided on appeal. The referendum probably will be held, but it won't be able to be implemented until the appeal. So literally the citizens of Gainesville are on the hook for another $250,000 for this referendum that may or may not be the ultimate decider in what happens. Again, not a good way to spend money if you're, you know, representing, you have a fiduciary responsibility to the citizens of Gainesville. Wait for the appeal to be heard.
Right.
You have finality, and then let's move on.
And if it is passed, I mean, couldn't there be lawsuits saying, look, once again, you're not representing all the consumers of the GRU product? How can you do that?
We believe we really have a good case. Of course, we all think we have good cases, but we really think we have a good case. And do you really believe that the governor is going to allow this to be reversed and have the city take back the utility? I don't think so.
Well, and we've done this before, and we'll do it again in the future. We'll allow you to go through all the things that, under your leadership and with this group now that manages it, all the positive things that you've done that benefits the ratepayers and protects the future of GRU, you know, overall.
I'd love to do that. I mean, I would reiterate the one thing that we were able to do, and that's the prepayments on natural gas, saving $5 million a year.
And the city didn't, they didn't want that.
Fossil fuel evil. We can't do that. That was their idea.
Pay more for fossil fuels is somehow less evil.
And then the other thing, you know, Alachua County Schools have been in the news lately, right? They're saving about $500,000 a year based on their lower bills.
You know what? Let's just hold you over. Hang on. Ed Bilarski, General Manager, CEO of GRU. Let's get you on another segment next on 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Another day in paradise, and it's a happy hump day, Trump day, and welcome to it. It is 9:23, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We held him over for part two with General Manager and CEO Ed Belarski. That is of GRU, a major utility company in the area serving all of Gainesville and a lot of Alachua County in addition to that. And there's a group that was appointed by the governor that took over the leadership, quite frankly, over the city commission, because the city commission for years, not just the current commission, but for years, had basically run the utility into the ground and used it as their own personal piggy bank, scooping profits off the top, and ran it so in such a poor fashion that when the profits ran out, they still continued to dig money. They just put the utility company into debt. So, Ed, I guess, first of all, if somebody was to look at it now, like this referendum that the city's pushing for, I think inquiring minds would want to know, well, what was it like before you and this management group took over, this appointed board, before that happened, and what is it like now since you've been able to make changes?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest indicators of success is how bond rating agencies look at your performance. They have affirmed our ratings. They have us on a stable outlook, and they're saying that our continued pay down of debt with lower general fund transfers to the city is essential to the continued and future health of the utility. It's exactly what the city commission's referendum would put us in jeopardy of doing. It's the very opposite under the referendum.
And that's just one aspect, the bonding issue.
Let me talk about that a little bit. We just,
go ahead.
On the 30th, we're going to make a payment of $26 million to pay down some additional debt. Since 2020, we've paid $78 million down against, this is above and beyond our scheduled payments. You know, this is, you're making your mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. They say, can I pay an additional amount?
Now you're knocking down the principal.
Yeah, we put down $78 million. And most of that money, $60 plus million of that was done under the authority's leadership. The other money was done while I was there. And we started the prepayment of debt. So that's just a huge amount. That saved us about $11 million in interest. That will continue every year now.
And because you're getting the rates under control and stuff, you're also the Alachua County school save as well. You mentioned that quickly earlier.
Yeah, and I think it's just really, really important. When I first came on board, I remember Gunnar Paulson, he called me out to one of the meetings and said, hey, what are you going to do for the kids? what are you going to do for our school system here? And I told him about the long battle that would be forthcoming and, you know, to get rates down. Well, right now we're saving somewhere around, or they are saving somewhere around $500,000 a year on these lower costs of their electric bills. That's a big deal. So the referendum, they want to increase the general fund transfer. That means that,
rates have to go up.
They have to go up. So they're abusing the Alachua County School District as a result of that. So and we talked about the prepayments. We talked about the $5 million. That's every year. We could have been doing that for the past decade. That would have been $50 million. But that will be $50 million in our future. That's what keeps the fuel adjustment lower. And, you know, Greg talked about a local public utility. We continue to do that with our adoptive school. We had the charity event. We brought in $30,000 to Williams Elementary. We continue to be active in the community. Like I said, with the solar deal, we're buying capacity at one-tenth the cost of what we paid for capacity for the biomass plant.
Wow. That was one of the biggest, ugliest mistakes that was made by the city commission on so many different levels, not just the deal. I mean, the deal itself, the way it was worded legally, and we've gone over that as well.
Yeah, we've done that ad infinitum, really. But the fact is that under the governance of the authority, there are no more biomass plants in the future. You know, we are looking at things on a business type basis. And if we can buy power off the grid, we're going to do that.
Absolutely, you should. It's at a cheaper rate than you can produce it yourselves in many cases, and I know you take advantage of that. Ed Bilarski, General Manager, CEO of GRU, always enlightening, always great information. Keep fighting a good fight for the ratepayers of GRU and try to get it, try to keep dwindling that debt, and we will talk to you again soon, and hopefully things will be going well.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity for me to come in and be able to chat with you guys. And by the way, happy birthday, Mr. Cassidy.
Thank you, sir.
And by the way, yesterday was Florida Line Workers Day. So, you know, hurricanes are coming. And we have those folks out there. They're training and they're getting up to speed. And we're going to be doing it.
And Ed paid your power bill for next month as a present.
Oh, awesome.
Wait, what?
$9.29 on the bot. The city would. Why would you? $9.29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and a lot more to talk about next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Bob Rose Show, along with Craig Cassidy.
Hey.
Live and loco, here we are. Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day, and yeah, the weather's been really nice. A little less humidity, a couple drops, degrees. I mean, not a huge, well, it's a significant difference. It feels good. It feels better. I mean, just a taste of fall. Get us ready for the... Big Gator game Saturday in the Swamp, taking on Long Island Middle School. It is going to be a great game, and looking forward to it. Although I will not actually technically be there, I will be watching from somewhere, possibly in a boat off of Martha's Vineyard, partying down with the Obamas.
I knew that's where you were going to go.
Oh yeah,
I knew it.
Yeah, me and Barry and Big Mike. Wait,
but be careful.
Let's not bring Big Mike.
Those water levels are rising, so be careful.
They are.
Well, okay, they're
it's
not
gonna be
really.
Underwater soon.
They're not. Well, not really, or they wouldn't have bought the place.
But, yeah, yeah, that's true. Hey, I just have a heads up for folks in case you don't know that the Bob Rose Show is now a podcast, and you can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or just jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Bob Rose Show, and hit the follow button, and you'll get every minute of the show. You're weighing on your time. Even when I'm on vacation, I'll listen to old episodes. So I don't have to listen to Greg.
Wow.
I'm on vacation.
Wow. Being nice to me on my birthday, aren't you? Wow.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you.
Oh, yep. Another PSA.
Yeah.
Folks, congratulate Greg if you're Facebook friends with him. Send him a happy birthday. But let's agree to do it after 10 a.m. Thank you. That
but,
is all.
But I want to answer all these, Bob.
I know you do.
I mean, it's a lot.
And I want to make sure you do it on your personal time. I'm looking out for the company's bottom line, Greg. Okay, I'm looking for you to do more of my work.
Okay, now we're talking.
Okay. Yeah, every once in a while I throw the truth out there just to throw you off.
It does. I wasn't expecting that.
Big news.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Travis and Taylor sitting in a tree. KISSING. Yes, it's official. They announced their engagement. They've probably been engaging in stuff for a while. But anyway.
Well, I already saw one meme that said he's pregnant.
Oh. Hmm.
I think the Academy, you know, she makes the most money. She's probably in charge
she's the man,
relationship.
She's the man of the house?
So she might be the man.
Look, just for the record, I'm going to tell you something.
Go ahead.
I
you don't really care.
I don't care how much the woman makes or the man. It's never been my issue in my life. Sometimes I made more. Sometimes I made less.
Uh-huh.
Who? I don't care. You're either together or you're not. That's my opinion.
And you can help spend it.
Absolutely. Oh, I've had the pressure of kind of carrying more of the load, but so did my ex, and it just, you know, no. My money, your money. We work together. We work hard. He's working hard. She's famously rich, literally famously rich.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Like $1 billion or $1.5 billion she's potentially worth, something like that?
Yeah, over a billion. Yeah, clearly over a billion. I think some say 1.6, but
that's just crazy
at that point. Yeah,
I mean, think about that. You could win Powerball tonight and still be like, you know, her gardener.
True.
I know it's
like what the seventh biggest Powerball tonight. If you're gonna do it,
and it's still chicken feed.
700, well, 800 million, 812, 15 million. Who cares? I mean, at that point, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But yes, they've entered the wedding era after 2 years of dating. The exciting news they put out, of course, on Instagram, and let's see the ring. You'd expect something pretty nice size.
Because he makes good money himself, yeah.
He does.
He's doing okay.
He does. Okay, basically, the ring, and this makes sense, is the size of a football.
Well, pretty much, or at least weighs as much as one.
Yeah, 8 carat. 8 carat.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's a beat-up old used diamond. I mean, how much could it be worth? They think it's from, like, the 18th century, maybe.
Uh-huh.
So, you find an old diamond like that.
Oh, yeah, just...
It's like an old chunk of coal, basically.
Yeah. Except for the, what, 550 grand it's potentially worth?
Yeah. I guess it's worth a lot.
Yeah.
Even though it's old and used and beat up, I don't know. How could it be worth that much?
Mm.
It's crazy.
It is.
$550,000 estimate.
8 carats, though. My goodness.
But, I mean, if you're worth... over $1 billion. $550,000 would seem like, you know, where'd you get this rock at? Kmart? Come on, man.
Well, remember, he doesn't make the money. She does.
But he does okay in human, like normal terms. He does very, very well.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. I'd like to not have to pay his taxes, and I don't have to. Another huge story. Trump literally saves Cracker Barrel from their demise.
Wow.
Thank you, Donald Trump. Once again, he comes to the rescue.
American hero.
And he was so humble about it, which is unlike Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He actually congratulated the restaurant, Cracker Barrel, for keeping its original logo. He basically told them to do that.
Yeah.
But at least he didn't say, I'm glad you did what I told you to, dummies.
Because he could have.
He probably did say that, just maybe not out loud. So on Tuesday, Cracker Barrel announced that it's reversing its original rebranding decision and thanked customers for expressing their misgivings. Oh, yeah, they took some heat on that. And they had to backpedal almost from the very beginning of this thing. Well, absolutely from the beginning of this thing. And the CEO, she brought in this Julia Messino. She brought in somebody on the board who was all woked up. You know, overly woked, DEI'd.
Yep.
And that's when they started getting kind of weird and wacko. And so they decided, hell, let's freshen things up. As Greg would say, you know, it's not broke, don't fix it. It's hugely, hugely popular.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to mess with a formula that's working for you? But anyway, so they're backpedaling and they're going to make some changes. At least the logo will go back to what it is. Now, Will they still make changes internally and inside the buildings and stuff? It's hard to tell. I think they're still going to do some stuff.
Yeah, they kind of got that ball rolling. They've actually already changed some of the stores, so but maybe they will soften the blow on the future ones a little bit. So,
but
we'll
see. Really, Trump was right. Like, go back to what you were doing, and now you just got like $1 billion worth of free advertising. I mean, if people say Cracker Barrel enough, I have to admit, I'm like, you know, I haven't been to a Cracker Barrel in a long time.
Yeah.
And you start thinking about it. And then Greg's going, yeah, their pancakes are really good.
They really
okay. So, see, they have been top of mind. I mean, that's advertising they couldn't even afford. Of course, a lot of it was negative, but still, the name.
Yeah.
What is P.T. Barnum? I don't care what you say about me, to spell my name right or something like that. No publicity is bad publicity, et cetera, et cetera. Police shutting down an illegal gambling arcade. You know, this is kind of mean. It could be racist because here we have some entrepreneurs that are kind of new to the nation, or at least, they haven't received citizenship as of yet.
All right.
They're undocumented.
Oh. Okay.
No humans are illegal, Greg.
Yeah, I've seen that sign in my neighborhood.
Police have shut down a gambling arcade business operated by a crew of migrants in Cape Coral and accused a group of preying on and exploiting elderly customers addicted to gambling.
Wow.
The Cape Coral Police Department, along with officers from the Florida Gaming Control Commission, raided six gaming arcades, and seized 428 gambling machines and more than $540,000 in cash. Man, they could have brought bought Taylor a ring for that.
Yeah.
These businesses were found to prey upon vulnerable populations, particularly elderly residents struggling with gambling addiction. Yeah, and probably not spending money on their grandkids the way they should either.
No.
Greed.
Yeah.
Greed, you greedy grannies.
What's up with that?
Preliminary analysis revealed that the illegal machines were deliberately calibrated to ensure consistent losses. They were going to make money anyway, and they tweaked the machines to make it worse. Now, obviously, these migrants, entrepreneurial spirit, okay, ripping off old people, yeah. That's not good, and I hope you pay the price for it. But stupido, okay, in a language you understand, stupido.
Do you have to say L before that?
The stupido.
Yeah.
I don't know. El grande.
Yes.
Stupido. But you've got to let someone win.
Yeah.
That's how you get the addiction.
Otherwise, they catch on too.
Nobody would get addicted like to alcohol if you didn't get a buzz. Like if you didn't put alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to let them win a couple times, you dummies.
So greedy.
So you really deserve you deserve to go to stupido prison. Prison for really stupid people.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of dumb criminals around, for sure, preying on the old people. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Absolutely.
Now, where was that town? Cape Coral. Yeah. Anyway, 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now with your upbeat positive thoughts because we have phones. 877-975-9825. Call now. Oh, another beautiful day. So much to smile about. And that brings this segment up, which is things that make you smile. And it is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So please call in now if you'd like to contribute upbeat positive thoughts. If you have anything good in your life you want to give thanks for, this will be the time to call. If not, don't call. If your life is miserable, don't call.
Oh, that'd be for what's bugging you.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. Plus, we want to try out the brand new phone system we have. And it sounds really good so far.
Yeah, it does.
Nice and clear.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Greg, you got anything that's making you smile?
Well, it is my birthday today. There is that.
That makes me smile, too. Because he stays older.
Yeah, well, but yeah.
Happy birthday.
My wife took us out for dinner last night for my birthday, got home. I don't know what she's doing at the end of the house. Suddenly I realize she's like running me some bath water, a bubble bath, little scented candle in there. Oh, so nice.
Wow. And mom's making your favorite
dessert today,
which is like one of my favorites too, mom. Anyway.
Yeah. And having lunch, a good friend taking me to lunch today. So, yeah.
Enjoy, Greg. You very much deserve it. And I hope you have an awesome time. And heck, you can enjoy the whole month.
Oh, yeah.
The whole birthday month.
Sure.
Let's go to Kay. What's making you smile?
Hello?
Yep. Kay, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. The Marin County Fire Rescue and first responders are making me smile big time today. I live out in a country on a dirt road, half a mile to the pavement, and the neighbors in a mobile home came into neighbor's mobile home right across the road from me, an old dirt road. Had a fire.
And they came right out? That makes me smile, too. They always do good work. They've rescued me before.
Oh, yeah.
They have. Hey, coming up, we got the smoking gun brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the smoking gun brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On CNN, they had a guest on there who was talking about crime and the Democrat Party and said, yeah, that's a fair question with Democrats. Are we doing everything that we can constitutionally and appropriately to fight crime? I think the Democrat Party has to look at this issue much more honestly and say, hey, there are some places where we should be doing better. Our leaders should be better. Well, the smoking gun is, who said that? Oh, Democrat former mayor Bill de Blasio said it. Yeah, and that's your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. Enjoy this awesome weather. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.